When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West. And today, we're talking this moment from the Jason Lee interview that is kind of shocking. And I don't know how literally we should take this. So you can see Eric Skelton here, deputy editor at Complex, ends up writing a lot of great things about Ye, whether it's just a blurb in a longer article that they're doing where it's like top songs of the year. You'll see like the Ye blurb is usually by Eric, something like that. Eric does a lot of great work over there. But he said, wait, Drake wrote Kanye's set list for their concert. And yeah, we can go over here to photos of Ye, who has more of the quote. So Ye on people saying he tricked Drake into a versus battle at the concert. So Jason is asking Ye, he's saying like, okay, what do you say about people that are saying this? You know, you kind of tricked him into a versus, because the set lists were like pretty wild, right? Ye just dropped all of these classics, and Drake went with mostly new songs from Certified Lover Boy, and people were talking about like the big difference in terms of energy between the two of them, as people liked a lot of the songs in Certified Lover Boy, but they don't have that classic reputation that some of Drake's other songs, like if he had performed Over, that was the one I was personally hoping for the most, right? While Ye was doing, like, going back to Jesus Walks, like, we weren't getting Marvin's Room. And so it gets brought up, like, oh, you tricked Drake into a versus, played all your hits, crushed them, blah, blah, blah. And Ye says, no, I did not. This man wrote my set list, which is just like, wait, what? Drake came up with Ye's set list? Like, how many, like, I just wonder what that means. Is it literally that Drake came up with 100% of the songs? Was it something where Ye's like, hey, I'm kind of down to these 20, which ones do you think I should do? Is it something where he talked with a number of people and maybe like Drake picked four songs, Mike Dean picked a few songs, like other people that were there selected some songs, like maybe Drake picked a majority? Or is it seriously that Drake just sat down and was like, I got this, and picked? Because if this was all Drake, like, great job, Drake. You can see, like, early on, it's a lot of, like, that mix of 2004 to, like, 2010. So we're getting, what, College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Yeezus, So Help Me God, whatchamacallit, Cruel Summer, Good Life, Going Back to Graduation, Flashing Lights, Graduation, Say You Will, 808s, I Wonder, Graduation. So even though we step a little bit out into like 2010, 2011, 2013, like it's very heavily skewed towards the early 2003, 2007 period of the Dropout trilogy, which you can imagine Drake, you know, being a big fan of, as that would have been the Ye albums he was listening to before Drake was in the industry. And then you get Find Your Love coming through, and then Runaway kind of closing things off before Drake and Ye perform Can't Tell Me Nothing. And then Drake does all his set, and then Ye kind of jumps into more of the present day, going with Donda, The Life of Pablo, Watch the Throne, Yeezus, and then Donda again. So I'm very curious, you know, how much was Drake, how much was Ye, how much was a collaboration amongst like 2, 3, 4, a dozen people. But if this was just 100% Drake picking all of this, good job, Drake. I like this here, Rotator being like, Kanye just said Drake himself is the one who wrote his set list for the Free Larry Hoover show. How's that make you feel, Los Poyos? Which that was the first thing I thought of, because Los Poyos, I famously is probably too strong of a word, but I did that like Drake versus Kanye song battle with Los, when was that, last year, and it took forever. It's on YouTube, but if you ever want to catch it, we had some song restrictions too, like we had to pick non-album songs. We had to pick songs that they were featured on. We were supposed to do five like non-album and five features. So like if you ever do watch that and you're like, Chris, why'd you pick some of those songs? That's why. I was trying to get through some of the ones that I thought were like not as strong of picks so that I could do a final run of just like banger after banger after banger. But Los Pollos is such a loud and proud Drake fan and actually flew across the country to go to the show and then ended up being so mad at Drake's set that he left. And it was just funny seeing his reactions that night as he was talking about like, yeah, he's playing all these great songs. And what did Drake play? What did Drake play? You know, where are all the great Drake songs? He has so many great songs. If it was Drake then that actually picked Ye's songs, I just would love to just hear Los rant about that. He's such a master of the rant, you know? But okay, that's it. I just wanted to get this on record. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.